This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Arkansas State University Theater Department's production of the play Silent Sky opened last night in the Simpson Theater in the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. Additional performances are tonight at 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week also at 7:30. KASU's Marty Scarborough spoke with actor Courtney Light and the play's director Mark Williams, who is also the chair of the A-State Theater Department. Williams described the plot and the setting of Silent Sky.
So the play takes place at the really around the turn of the last century, and it focuses on the true story of Henrietta Leavitt, who was an astronomer at the Harvard Observatory, and she made some of the most important discoveries in astronomy without really even being allowed to touch a telescope. There are some other characters in the play who are also historically astronomers who worked with her.
And you say turn of the century. This is the turn of the 20th century,
the 21st. Yes, that's right.
So what is significant about her story that would inspire a play?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things that stands out is just how difficult it was to be, a woman to have access to that level of education. Mm-hmm. And there were so many obstacles facing women in the sciences in particular, in terms of being able to make serious contributions in order to be accepted in the field.
This is inspired by true events, but not a totally 100% factual account of what occurred then, correct?
Yes, I think that's true. You know, all of the events in the play they have a historical link, I think we can say, but the playwright has taken some liberties with the timeline in order to condense the action into fewer than 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, how does the play balance, you know, the scientific discoveries that were being made with the personal relationships here that are within the show?
Yeah, I think the play really is about the story of the characters' lives. And the idea of being accepted is not just about being accepted in the scientific field, but it's about being accepted in your family, being accepted to someone that you care about. You know, so it has a larger story. So I think that idea of science is connected to the characters' lives outside of the laboratory.
Why choose this particular play to present as part of this year's season? What opportunities does it provide to students that perhaps some other shows do not?
Well, it's a beautiful play, first of all, and we really thought that the audience, our audiences here, would like it. We really thought that the college students would enjoy it. It's got great roles for student actors. I brought a student actor with me today. Courtney Light is here, and she's playing Annie Cannon, who was a brilliant astronomer who worked there in the Harvard Observatory. So, Courtney, you can probably talk a little bit about
that. Yeah, let's bring Courtney into the conversation. Tell us a little bit more about your character and how you prepared to play this particular role on stage.
Annie Jump Cannon was born in 1863, and she died around the beginning of World War II. And she, over her lifetime at Harvard, she discovered over 350,000 stars and was known to be able to classify 200 stars an hour. And many people, some of her successors, like Cecilia Payne, she would say that Annie could just look at a star plate and would not even have to think about the star and say, oh, it's right here. It's at this magnitude, this position. And someone could say, can you find the star? And she'd say, oh, you mean on plate 143, whatever. And preparing for this role, I mostly have been looking up scholarly articles, anything I could find on her journal. She kept many diaries throughout her life. And so I would look at how she was perceived and how she loved people, because she created an image for herself at Harvard where she was terse and she's the boss and I must have this authority. And if I don't keep it up, I will never get to where I want to be. I will never touch a telescope like the men get to if I don't keep this up. But she dearly loved her friends and family, and she'd go to tea parties and concerts, and she'd write about spending weekends with her sissy.
Just out of curiosity, you know, when you're playing a role that takes place, you know, a play that takes place over 100 years ago, how do you have to be cognizant about even mannerisms or vocal patterns that wouldn't have been authentic to that era?
Yes. So at every rehearsal, we're already wearing corsets.
Okay.
But even having the corset, you have to keep in mind that even when they sat down, they were not comfortable. We have to sit up straight, keep our heads up, because that's how they spoke to people. You wouldn't cross your legs like everyone does today. You'd cross at your ankles. And if you bent down, you don't just bend down. You have to lightly to the side and keep going. And some of your speech patterns, like some people here would say research, and we would say research.
Hmm.
back in 1900. So you have to be careful of your text work.
Courtney, is there anything that you identify personally with this character? Or maybe are there any radical differences in the character's personality to your own?
One way I really connected to her is when I started researching everything over the summer, I realized how she basically was a perfectionist and wanted to get every single award. She has many accomplishments, and she has medals named after her. But things that I didn't really connect with that's probably more just in the play character herself is how blunt and a little bossy she is toward people she even loves.
Courtney, what do you enjoy most about being on stage?
Oh, gosh. Everything. I love just finding the truth when you're on stage, when you're acting and then suddenly you're not acting anymore. Hmm. It's really happening and you don't have to think about it. And I love discovering parts of myself in my character that I didn't know were there.
Now, I know this production is going to be presented in the smaller Simpson Theater, mm-hmm. and it's going to be presented in a rather unique way. Do you want to tell us about
yes,
that, Courtney?
It's being presented in the round where we have the audience on all four sides.
So what challenges does that present to you as an actor?
As an actor, we always have to keep projecting our voices, and now not only do we have to project like we're on a proscenium stage where the audience is just in front, mm-hmm. but we have to make sure people behind us can hear us.
Right.
And we have to make sure our voice is resonating, that everybody can hear. And you have to make sure that you're not, I guess, facing in different ways. And you have to keep to the corners as well. You can't leave any space untouched.
And also, I mean, in some cases, you're just only a few feet away from the audience.
Yes.
What does that mean for being an actor? When the difference in being like in a larger proscenium stage, when you've got someone who you could literally, if you weren't paying attention, you could bump into them.
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
there's some movement in our piece that we move furniture around in chairs, and we have to be paying special attention that we don't knock someone in the head with a chair. But just keeping them right there, though, I think almost makes the action more real. And it helps me connect to an audience better knowing they're right there. And especially in the round, and since our set is surrounding everybody, they're part of the story.
Okay. Mark, I know that one of the things that you're able to do with this particular production is have a unique partnership with a larger event that's going to be occurring here at Arkansas State University at the same time. Tell us about the Arkansas Science Festival and how this fits into it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful collaboration that just that came about when we selected this play. We reached out to our colleagues in the School of Science Mathematics, and they were really eager to connect the play to the Arkansas Science Festival. And so audiences who attend the play will be able to enjoy. There's a mobile planetarium that's going to be display in the Grand Hall in the Fowler Center. So audiences can come about an hour prior to the first three performances on the Friday, the Saturday, and then the Sunday afternoon performances can enjoy the mobile planetarium and sort of see the stars the same way that the women at the observatory might have seen them. And that's totally free.
My last question for both of you. I mean, make your pitch. Why should audience members not miss this particular production of Silent Sky by the ASU Theater Department? Courtney, you want to go first?
I don't think you should miss this because I think everybody connect to it in a sense of where do you feel accepted and how do you feel like you belong somewhere, whether that be at work or in your family, your friends.
It's just a beautiful story. you know, it's and it's a story that I think empowers women in particular, you know, and shows, you know, it's a play that takes place more than 100 years ago, but it was written only 3 years ago. So I think the story is a reflection not only of that time, but of our own. And I think our audience will enjoy it in that regard.
Mark Williams is a chair of the A-State Theater Department and director of the play Silent Sky. Courtney Light is an A-State student and one of the featured actors in the production of Silent Sky. They spoke with KASU's Marty Scarborough. Additional performances of Silent Sky are tonight at 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week also at 7:30 in the Simpson Theater and the Fowler Center on the A-State campus in Jonesboro. The mobile planetarium mentioned in the conversation will be available for viewing only at the performances tonight and tomorrow. Tickets for Silent Sky can be purchased at the door or through the A-State Central box office. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.